Good evening, everyone. Proud to be here, and I hope y'all are too. So, most of you know me, I'm sure. I know most of you out there, my first name, but I've been your jailer for 18 years. I was born and raised here in Trigg County. Grew up out on a farm on the north side of Trigg County. Went to Trigg County High School, graduated from Trigg County High School. Not long after I graduated, I was drafted into the Army. Spent my first 2 months at Fort Campbell. Then I went to Fort McNair in Washington, D.C., where I was a member of the Old Guard, 3rd Infantry of the Old Guard, where we was buried people in Arlington. That's what we did. We've been in charge of all the burials at Arlington Cemetery. Also, I was in President Nixon's inauguration. I was in President Eisenhower's funeral, which that was an honor, I thought. So after my 2 years, I come back to Trigg County. Worked for the washers at the Economy CB store. After that, Glenn Cunningham told me, said, James, you need to run for jailer. I said, I'm retiring. So here I am now, 18 years later. I have four deputies, and one of them is here tonight. They're very dedicated people. I tell them from day one, if you're not dedicated, I don't want you, because we got to be firm with what we do, because it's a very dangerous job. We transport the worst and the best. I've never gone over budget for my 18 years. I guess you'd say I got five bosses. Judge Humphreys, he's one of my bosses. I got four bosses in the Justice Center: Judge Redd, Judge White, Judge Noth, and Judge Shaw. They pretty much control what I do. They tell me who to bring, where to bring them, and we transport all over the state of Kentucky. For about 3 years now, we've been transporting statewide. On court days, sometimes we have to go to five different jails, pick up inmates, and after court we have to return them to that same jail. I guess I'm doing a fair job. My judge has never complained, so that makes me feel pretty good about it. I'm on call 24/7, like I tell my deputies, wherever you're at, I want you to be an arm length of your telephone, because we cannot miss a call. Treat people with respect. When we have spare time, we do other jobs in the county. I guess y'all are familiar with the tire roundup. I head that up twice a year. Anyone in the county can bring used tires, and we'll take them. We trim shrubs around the Justice Center, around the way. We help Allen with the farm tour, traffic control. I enjoy working with Allen. So that's just a few things we do. Like the old saying, if it's not broken, you can't fix it. So thank y'all. I appreciate your vote in May. Thank you all for being here.
We have 1 minute left. In general, what do you see as Trigg County's biggest need?
As Trigg County's?
Yep.
Money. There's a shortage of money in every department.
If elected, what would be your primary focus and goal to benefit Trigg?
Well, I've always considered money tight, like every department. I would try to save the county money.
What skills, knowledge, and experience do you possess that makes you the best candidate?
Well, I work with the judges very close. In my 18 years, we've had just about every kind of situation. We've had 18 murders in Trigg County in my 18 years. And myself and my staff have handled all 18 of them without any problem.
And then the final question, and our time is up. I'm sorry. Good. Thank you very much.
I just want to say that James is one of our newer Republican Party members here.
Yes, I
Yeah.
Next, we have the sheriffs that are running. So, Aaron, how about we go with you first?